Hey Diddle Diddle thing, was that your original line or did you get that from Lydell Mitchell?
I didn't get that from Lydell Mitchell. You really want to know who I got it from? I said it a few years back, just playing around with my ex-teammate, LaRon McClain. And just had to resurface it because when you got asked a question about how the play developed, people know in 4th and 29, there's no magical call. You know, we didn't come up with, you know, a play where we're going to start lateraling the ball. It was a base play call in the offense. And people asked, you know, so what was the play call in that situation? I just kind of thought it was kind of funny in the phrase. And I was like, you know, you seen the pocket collapsing on Joe. And once he threw it to me, it was just like, you know, I had to, you know, do my best to make a play. Obviously, you know, I had help with Anquan's block and everything. So it was only right to name it, you know, Hey Diddle Diddle, Ray Rice up the middle with a little bit of slash and dash. But eventually I had to go back to the middle.
What is Diddle Diddle? What does Hey Diddle Diddle mean?
Hey, when you get older and the kids get older, tell them it was a nursery rhyme.
How many times have you watched that play?
Be honest, I watched it a few times, but the few times that I watched it, it was actually just because it came on TV. Like, I was at Torrey Smith's radio show, and you see him playing it, and you see the guys debating it, you know, whether I got the first down or not. And we've been on the opposite end of that. So, you know, where you see guys catch a touchdown, maybe they were in, maybe they're not. So to see something go our way in that kind of situation, you know, people's using the word magical and all that stuff. I just like to – I'm glad, you know, the flip of the coin, the ball's rolling our way, you know, and we've been on the opposite end of that. It just shows that our team is very, you know, we're maturing and we're finding ways to win games. And, you know, that's just one of them, you know, your credit to the hard work. And I just think we're one of the hardest working teams in the NFL. Our training camp's not easy. You know, nothing we do around here is easy. But at the same time, when you're in them clutch situations down and, you know, the reason why we work that hard and you're winning games, because we practice that stuff, and I think that's why.
Did Joe take you out for dinner as a thank you for that?
Nah, I think the story would be sweeter after, you know, we go ahead and take care of business. You know, I think, shoot, I wouldn't mind it. I'll actually do the treating this year. Joe can take me out to dinner. We know his situation. I got my contract already, so maybe it's only fair to say, let me take him out. And then when he gets his, trust me, I'll be sitting back there like, Joe, come on, let's go.
Ray, different feel for this game. Pittsburgh struggling, just barely trying to get into the playoffs. You guys at 9-2 with a 3-game lead.
Man, put records aside, put everything aside, still the Pittsburgh Steelers. How you doing, Cole? Nah, but putting records aside, it's still the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, every year, like I said, the rivalry never changes. They are who they are. When they play us, you got to put the records aside, you know, and we're obviously still trying to do what they've done, and they've won multiple Super Bowls. So it's just going to be, you know, for us, can't just call it another game. We know what it holds. It's a division game. You know, we got one there, but it is our job to protect our house, and we know what kind of game it's going to be.
They were the last team to beat you guys at home. How much pride do you take in the streak you guys have developed, and what do you attribute the home dominance to?
I think the home dominance is something that, you know, something that Ray Lewis preaches about, you know, something that we all can relate to. You're just not going to let somebody come in your home and walk all over you, you know, especially without putting up a fight. And this is our home. This is Baltimore. These are our fans. This is our city. And, you know, we want to do the right thing and go out there and play, you know, as hard as we can to protect our house. And every team in the NFL feels the same way. But to be able to do what we did and win at home is great because we have some, you know, we've had some battles here. We have a lot of battles. You know, last year we had a playoff battle. This year, you know, Dallas comes in and, you know, we had a battle that game. But we're finding ways to win games and, you know, being at home definitely helps when you got a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in because, you know, with our fans getting loud and getting into it, it definitely helps out.
Weeks ago, you referred to winning ugly. Is that something this team does take pride in? I mean, I know it's a negative term, but, I mean, you used it in terms of, I think it was after the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's sometimes when you win, it's not pretty. And, you know, I think there is a such thing as an ugly win, but an ugly win still goes down in the win category. So, I mean, we're not going to sugarcoat it. I've said it before, this team's a pissed off 9-2 because we feel like we can get so much better. You know, I've been around, you know, 5 years, and this year just feels totally different because we're 9-2 and nobody's satisfied. Nobody's satisfied with the way we're playing on offense. Nobody's satisfied with the way we're playing on defense. Nobody's satisfied with the way we're playing on special teams. Week in and week out, you know, Coach Harbs and the team, we're just finding ways to get better. You know, whether it's one little thing a week, you know, that we got to work on to get better. And that's what's special about this group.
What's your level of concern that the offense has scored just one touchdown in the last 9.5 quarters?
Well, we got to find ways to score points. But the level of concern is obviously something that we work out in practice. And, you know, we're getting opportunities to get down the red zone. We're getting down there. You know, the 4th-and-1, if we convert that, you know, it's a totally different game. So we're getting opportunities. We just got to find a way to execute them. And it's something that, you know, that's the reason why I call ourselves, you know, a pissed off 9-2. Because if we score points, it helps our defense out. But, you know, the earlier in the year, it was the talk on how our defense was playing. Now they're playing lights out. You know, so if we piggyback off each other and just continue to do what we do, we're going to be, you know, forced to be reckoned with going forward.
Ray, how much would Ray Lewis being back on the practice field mean to you guys? And is that something you expect to see soon?
Shoot, it means a lot just seeing him out there. I mean, but if he gets out to practice, it'd be pretty amazing. You know, the guys, you know, to me, my modern day Superman. If he could do it, anybody can do it. You know, that's just, you know, you look at where I'm at in my career, you look at a guy 17 years battling the kind of injury he had, trying to come back. You know, why is he coming back? People ask that question all the time. But he's coming back because he firmly believes, you know, this is the team that can go ahead and do it. He does it for us. He's not doing it for stats. He's not doing it for fame. He's not doing it for none of that no more. He's doing it solely because he loves the Ravens. He loves his teammate. He loves this organization. And when you think about that and you put your pride aside, for a guy like me or anybody on the team, it's our duty to go out there and give our best, best ability every day. You know, and that's where it's at for him. You know, so seeing him in there working as hard as he is, you know, you go in there, the guy's in a full-out sweat, you know, now I'm going to figure out how I'm going to get the keys to the weight room.
Ray, why do you think this offense is so hot sometimes and then so cold other times?
Well, the thing is now with our offense, when you're trying to be great, you got to become good at something. And we've been working and working and working and working. And some things we became really good at, some things we have to get better at. And the things that we're really good at are showing. But the things that we have to work on, you know, are showing as well. And you don't work on them in the game. We have to work on them during the week. So that's where I think the stumble, you know, becomes. But every team goes through that, you know. And when you want to be great, you know, you pick out the things you need to work on, you get better at them. But the things that we are doing really good, we're getting better at that. So you see us, you know, when we out there and joke and throw for 300 yards in the second half is because of, you know, of an adjustment we made, you know, and just trying to get out. You know, we ran the ball pretty good, and we just wanted to get down there and score points. That's something that we got to get better at.
Ray, can you describe what it was like in the film room going back for the 4th-and-29 play? What are the coaches saying? What are the other players saying? Take us through how you guys went back and looked at that.
Well, you know what? I actually told Harvey, you know, I mean, just because of the kind of guy I am, I just felt like it was, you know, it was another day at the office. You know, I had to, you know, I'm not trying to downplay the play. I mean, beyond, I'm always the guy that reflects after the season, but this is one of them ones where, you know, when people start to bring it to your attention that, you know, you did something really big, you obviously look into it. And it's something that, you know, over my career, you know, besides my 82-yard run in the playoffs with New England, this one's going to go down as one of them plays. So it was actually remarkable to see our defense because it's kind of funny. This is the funniest thing. The defense, when I got back on the plane, they said when Joe checked it on, the defense was like, oh, my, like, what the heck are we doing? Next thing you know, you see the whole sideline like, go, go, go. I had my, you know, best friend's mom tell me, she turned off the game and said, oh, you know, Walking Dead's on. So, and then kind of find out, you know, we won the game. So it's one of the moments where, you know, you realize you did something special and now something that can, you know, I can live with. But obviously, after the season, it'll be more special if we went ahead and did what we had to do.
Right. You see kind of the offensive line's run blocking is, I mean, you face some really good rushing defense. Do you see that as kind of a work, one of the things that work in progress?
Yes. Our offensive line is what we have. You know, they're not a patchwork group. They're a group that's mixed with veterans and young players that's getting better each week. And have I seen the holes that I wanted? Not exactly. But you know what? Them guys, each week, you know, we don't panic. We go out there, we run our plays. And, you know, last week, we didn't face a slouch defense, and we grossed over, you know, I don't know how many rushing yards we had in the game, but the mixture between me and Bernard, we did get over 100. And that's something each week that you take pride in. You know, and we had some really good holes last week, regardless of the situation. And that was a tough defense. And every time you see in the first half, I got the ball, and the safety was right there making a play. Second half, it loosened up a little bit. We got some big chunks. And, you know, but each week, O-line, I'm not worried about them guys. Them guys, you know, they're the ones after I get tackled, they're picking me up saying, Ray, let's go. So that's the same way I felt about them. Every year is different.
Ray, you mentioned you guys are a pissed off 9-2. With the win, you guys clinch the division. What significance do you guys take from that, clinching this early?
Clinching this early, you know, you sort of think of, you know, do you get settled right there? Or, you know, is there more? You know, when you clinch this early, then you got to look at the rest of the AFC. You know, you look at where New England is. You look at where Houston is. You look at where Denver is. And then, you know, once you clinch, you're thinking about that kind of deal. You know, we're talking about home field throughout. But you're also talking about a team who, 5 years, if we do what we got to do this week, you know, I've been in the playoffs every year as a pro. So that's a testament to, you know, Coach Harbs and the Ravens organization. We got a great team.
How much would home field throughout mean to you?
Home field was great, trust me. Home field throughout, you know, that's a long shot right now, and with a lot of football left, but it's no place like home. Trust me, there's no place like home in the playoffs, you know. We've had to, and that's where we play our best football, obviously. You know, we won a few games on the road this year, but, you know, our best football is at home. So we like to go ahead and try to go ahead and, you know, do what we have to do this week and then focus on that.
Ray, the 4th-and-29 play was so special. You had T-shirts out the next day for it. Can you explain more behind what the T-shirts do and then why people should buy them for Christmas?
Well, the more and more I thought about it, I'm always thinking of a way to try to give back. So, you know, I could have easily said, let me make a profit off these T-shirts and do all that. But no, all the proceeds will go to my foundation. I do a holiday event for these kids. And, you know, that will be my way of, you know, giving back to the community. You know, I want to be able to have events where, you know what, if I can, you know, make something off a T-shirt, I want to put it in foundation. So when it's time for me to give, you know, I'm giving the right way. And, you know, I'm not looking to make any extra money off these T-shirts. I'm looking to know what, you know, it's the holiday time. It's a time where I feel like it's better to give than receive. You know, so all the proceeds that go to, you know, when I have a toy drive or, you know, when it's time to, you know, go to a shelter or it's time for me to throw a Ray Rice Day, you know, in Baltimore, give to different events. Or, for example, Vontae's, you know, event where next week where, you know, he goes to Target and takes the kids shopping. He's going to get a donation from me, from my foundation, you know, to help out kids who don't have a Christmas. So, you know, that's what it's all about this time of year, you know. For me, you know, my profit is winning games, and that's what I'm trying to do, you know, while I'm playing football.
Ray, one quick question regarding autographs. The other day, some Chiefs players were getting Peyton Manning's autograph. Would you wait outside to get Troy Polamalu's autograph or another player's autograph after a game? How would you react to that?
Well, I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, Peyton Manning, everybody knows what he's going to be. I've seen guys do it to Ray Lewis. You know, I've seen guys personally go on the field to Ray Lewis, maybe not have asked on the field, but you know what? That's Ray Lewis. You know, so Peyton Manning, same caliber. You know, I don't see anything wrong with that, especially if it was for, I know it was Jamal Charles, for his mother or brother. You know, they're probably too shy to go up to, you know, a guy like Peyton Manning. And, you know, I got, my family asks me all the time, you know, and I'll do it. You know, if I see Ray, can you take a picture with my, you know, my cousin or something, that's scared to go up to him and say something. You know, he's human. You know, so I don't see anything wrong with that. Obviously, you know, they're making a big deal of that, but you know, we're fans as well. I go through the starstruck phase, and, you know, I get to play against these guys that I watched growing up. And, you know, but there's a time and place for it. And obviously it was after the game, so I don't see a big deal with that.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
All right.